information for voters from the ACT Electoral Commission for the ACT Legislative Assembly elections on the 15th of October 2016. On Saturday, the 15th of October 2016, there will be a general election of 25 members of the ACT Legislative Assembly. The Legislative Assembly has the power to make laws and form a government to administer the ACT. With your vote, you have your chance to have your voice heard. Are you enrolled? Are you correctly enrolled to vote? If you are 18 or over, an Australian citizen or a British subject who was on the electoral roll on the 25th of January 1984 and you live in the ACT, you can vote in this election. In fact, voting is compulsory. But first, you have to be on the electoral roll. You can enrol online via the Elections ACT website or pick up a form at any post office or electoral office. If you have changed your address and haven't updated your enrolment, or if you've recently turned 18 and haven't yet enrolled, please do it now. Not sure if you're correctly enrolled? You can check online at www.elections.act.gov.au or call 02-6205-0033. And remember, the electoral roll closes on the 16th of September 2016. Which electorate are you in? For the first time, the ACT will be divided into five electorates, each returning five members to the Legislative Assembly. These electorates are Brindabella, including Tuggeranong, excluding Cambar, Tharwa, and the southern remainder of the ACT. Ginninderra. This includes Belconnen, excluding Evatt, Girilang, Kayleen, Lawson, and McKellar. Kurrajong, including Canberra Central, Jerrabombra, Cowan, and Madura. Murrumbidgee, including Cambar, Molonglo Valley, Western Creek, Woden Valley, Stromlo, and Uriarra Village. Yerrabee, including Gungahlin, Hall, and the Belconnen suburbs of Evatt, Girilang, Kayleen, Lawson, and McKellar. Electoral system in the ACT. You will vote using the Hare-Clark proportional representation system chosen by ACT voters in 1992. To be elected under this system, a candidate must receive a set number of votes. This is called a quota, around 16.67% of the votes. First preference votes marked by voters are counted first, then second, third, and later preferences are counted as needed to elect the candidates most preferred by voters until all seats for that electorate are filled. Your ballot paper. An important feature of ACT elections is the Robson rotation method of listing the names of candidates within columns on a ballot paper in several different orders. Robson rotation gives each candidate an equal share of each position in a column. This allows voters to choose which candidates they want to represent them in an order of their own choosing. This means that the order of candidates listed on the ballot paper you receive may be different from sample ballot papers, published lists, or how-to-vote cards you have seen. Write numbers and make your vote count. When you vote in the election for the ACT Legislative Assembly, make sure your vote counts. To record a valid vote, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on in the squares in the order of your choice. No ticks or crosses. Be careful not to use the same number twice. You should fill in at least five squares, as there are five vacancies in each electorate. But to make sure that you get the maximum value from your vote, you can continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. Electronic voting. At the 2016 Legislative Assembly election, electronic voting will again be available in certain polling places in the ACT. If you choose to vote electronically, you will be issued with a barcode instead of a ballot paper. This barcode will give you secure access to an easy-to-use screen with instructions on how to record your vote. See the ACT Electoral Commission's website at www.elections.act.gov.au for more information on electronic voting. Electronic voting will be available at the 6 pre-poll voting centres in Belconnen, Canberra City, Gungahlin, Tuggeranong and Woden from Tuesday the 27th of September until polling day. Voting before polling day. If you won't be able to get to a polling place on polling day, there are a number of other ways you can vote. Pre-poll voting. From Tuesday the 27th of September, you can cast a pre-poll vote at one of the following centres. In Belconnen, the Belconnen Community Centre in Swanson Court. In Canberra City, Pilgrim House, 69 Northbourne Avenue. Eclipse House, 197 London Circuit. In Gungahlin, the Gungahlin Library in Hibberson Street. In Tuggeranong, the Salvation Army Hall on the corner of Anketell Street and Reed Street North. In Woden and Phillip, at the Callum Offices, 58 Eastie Street. These centres are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each weekday, except the public holiday on Monday the 3rd of October. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 8th of October, and from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday the 14th of October. Pre-poll voting will also be available at the Capital City Office of each State and Northern Territory Electoral Commission during business hours. Postal voting. If you won't be able to get to a polling place or a pre-poll polling centre, you should apply for a postal vote. You can apply online at www.elections.act.gov.au by calling Elections ACT on 02 6205 0033, by completing an application form available from any ACT post office, electoral office or Access Canberra. Mobile polling. If you are a patient in a hospital, a resident of a nursing home or a detainee at the Alexandra McConaughey Centre, you may be visited by a mobile polling team during the week before polling day. Contact your hospital, nursing home or prison for details, or phone Elections ACT on 02 6205 0033. Plan how you want to vote in advance. Remember that distributing how to vote cards or any other political canvassing is banned within 100 metres of a polling place. This means you need to plan how you're going to vote before you arrive at the polling place. Voting on polling day. On polling day, Saturday the 15th of October, there will be 81 polling places open across the ACT from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Locations of polling places are listed on the Elections ACT website. Locations will also be listed in the election guide delivered to all Canberra households in the week before the election and in the Canberra Times on polling day. More information? You can visit the Elections ACT website at www.elections.act.gov.au, call Elections ACT on 6205 0033, or email elections@act.gov.au. Further electoral information will be distributed to all Canberra households prior to the election. Elections ACT is committed to making its information services, events and venues as accessible to as many people as possible. Translation and Interpreting Service. The Translating and Interpreter Service can be contacted on 131 450. Alternative Format. If you have difficulty reading a standard printed document and would like to receive this publication in an alternative format, such as large print or audio, please phone 02 6205 0033. National Relay Service. If you are deaf or have a hearing impairment or speech impairment, you can contact Elections ACT through the National Relay Service, NRS. call 133677 and then ask for 02-6205-0033. For more information, visit www.relayservice.gov.au. ACT Deafness Resource Centre for the Deaf and Hearing Impaired, please phone 02-6287-4391 or 6287-4393 or TTY on 02-6287-4394. Authorised by Philip Green, ACT Electoral Commission, 197 London Circuit, Canberra City, ACT.